with Archytas in stories as men find, the great Emetrius, the king of Ind, upon a steed bay trapped in steel, covered in cloth of gold diapered well, came riding like the god of arms, Mars. His coat armor was of cloth of tars, couched with pearls white and round and great. His saddle was of burned gold new ibit, a mantlet upon his shoulder hanging, breadful of rubies red as fire sparkling. His crisp hair like rings was Iran, and that was yellow and glittered as the sun. His nose was high, his iron bright citron. His lips round, his colour was sanguine, a few frackens in his face isprind, betwixt in yellow and some deal black emind. And as a lion he, his looking, cast. Of 25 year his age I cast. His beard was well begun for to spring. His voice was as a trumpet thundering. Upon his head he weared of laurel green a garland fresh and lusty for to seen. Upon his hand he bore for his delight an eagle tame as any lily white. 100 lords had he with him there, all armed, save their heads, in all their gear, full richly in all manner things. For trusteth well that dukes, earls, kings were gathered in this noble company for love and for increase of chivalry. About this king there ran on every part full many a tame lion and leopard. And in this wise, these lords all and some be on the Sunday to the city come about prime, and in the town alight. This Theseus, this duke, this worthy knight, when he had brought them into his city and inned them, ever each at his degree, he feasteth them and does so great labor to easen them and do them all honor, that yet men weenen that no man's wit of no estate ne could amenden it. The minstrelsy, the service at the feast, the great gifts to the most and least, the rich array of Theseus's palace, nor who sat first or last upon the dais, what ladies fairest be and best dancing, or which of them can dance and best and sing, nor who most feelingly speaks of love, what hawks sitten on the perch above, what hounds lying on the floor adown. Of all this make I now no mention, but all the effect that thinketh me the best. Now comes the point, and hearken if you list.